This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
The first thing you need is, now, you know the wee sort of pudding bowls that you can get, the wee metal ones?
I mean, wee ramekins.
Well, they're not even, you can use ramekins for this, but these are like a, sort of like a wee mini Christmas pudding shape. So, I mean, they're not vastly expensive, but if you could, you'll always use them. You know, I think it's worth, you know, splashing out a tenner and four of them, you know, because they're metal, they give you a really light sponge. Now, you can do these. Look, I've done these as well in, you know, coffee cups.
Yeah. You know,
just to make sure they're delf, that they'll go into the oven, but you do them in a coffee cup, but it just, you want that nice sort of rounded shape. So, and give them a good, you know, give them a good butter. You don't need to line them or anything. I just
butter the inside of it.
Just butter the inside of it, yeah. And fill the bottom of each with a tablespoonful of jam. I'm using apricot jam here because I love apricot. See, a croissant with apricot jam is one of my, you know, when you get that nice sort of foreign, you know, French jam.
Yeah, exactly. You feel like you're not, in their holidays.
Aye, and it's not set. It's runny.
Mm-hmm.
You know that kind of jam? So, so what then, that's there in the bottom of it. And then what we need to do now is make the sponge. So the sponge is, you start off with butter and sugar, not a lot of sugar, because sort of got 125 grams of butter and 50 of sugar, and really beat that with an electric mixer, John, until it's white. So if you're using a handheld whisk, it's going to take you 10 minutes probably for that.
Okay.
Which is a good workout, you know, swap arms.
Use the Kenwood if you have one. Other other brands are available as well. Like.
Well, exactly, but just, you know, just use an electric mixer, you'd be beating this for 20 minutes otherwise. And then just add an egg, fold in an egg, and then we've got the zest of two clementines. So they're in the shops now, those wee lovely oranges. Mm-hmm. So clementines or satsuma, do the zest, and then some self-raising flour, and then the juice of the clementines as well. So you want to, you need about 100 mils of juice, which I think is about the juice of three clementines. And that'll give you a lovely loose sponge as well. And apricot and orange are fantastic together. So just spin those in, spin those on top of the jam, and then that'll go into an oven, about 200 degrees. It's a good high oven, John, and that's not going to take too long. It'll take about, well, it'll take about, probably about 25 to 30 minutes. Just check by sticking a skewer or a cocktail stick in, and it comes out clean, and that's it. That's your pudding.
And you do it in a baking dish with the water halfway up, it kind of thing, yes. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you do. Sorry, yes, boiling water. Good point.
Aye.
Yes, they're in the oven here, so I haven't forgot. Yes, take half the fill of a kettle, nearly, you know, and just until they're up halfway up the outside, and that'll give you a lot. You know that steam, John?
Yeah.
As well, the other thing to do is to cover them now. Take a sheet of tin foil and just go over the top of the not shiny bit with butter, and then just put that loosely. I normally fold it over a wee bit, and put that loosely on top of the wee puddings, and then into the bain-marie, and you get a lovely, they steam up, you know, so it's like, You could do it in a steam. You could do these in a steamer as well, but I just think the oven's handier, isn't it? Just throw them in and just
make sure that moist then as well.
Just make sure that tinfoil is really, really loose, because they do rise up as well. So that's them.
And then the magic is when you turn them upside down, your jam is on top.
You've got the jam on top, yes. Now, the thing about this, I've used apricot. You could use any jam for this. You know, you raspberry jam is lovely. If you're using raspberry jam, it's sometimes nice to put a wee bit of desiccated coconut in with the flour. But the great thing about this recipe, you can do any jam that's floating around in the cupboard or the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
So blackcurrant, strawberry, anything it will work for you. If you get the end of it, it's good.
Use it up. And then amaretto and nutmeg. Custard.
Yes, custard. So apricot and amaretto is lovely together. You know, that combination, you know, that sort of almondy goes beautifully with the apricot. So just a custard, you just whisk up some caster sugar with flour and 3 egg yolks, and then you've whisked that all up, and then you've scald your cream and milk together with a bit of nutmeg,
mm-hmm.
and then just whisk the
yolks.
Whisk the yolks, and then pour the hot cream over it. Give it a good whisk together. Back into the pan on a low heat. Keep stirring it, John, and until it coats the back of a spoon, you know. And then just take that out and whisk in your amaretto, and that's it.
Hannah, much amaretto. I'm looking here at the recipe. 25 mils of amaretto.
25
What's
mils,
that? Is that a shot?
That's less than a shot.
Is it less than a shot? Well, you can leave it out if you don't want the amaretto. Obviously, you can leave it out if you want more amaretto.
Or if you don't have amaretto, you don't need to put that in. It's just a nice wee sort of that lovely hit of almond is beautiful with the apricot. Well, that's it, John. That's
cool. Now I like the nutmeg and amaretto custard. I have to say,
you could have a wee scoop of ice cream on the side of that too with the custard.
Of course. That's entirely up to yourself then. Yeah, after that, we take no responsibility for whatever happens if you have custard and ice cream.
And then when you do individual puddings, then there's no chance of any rows.
No.
Because everybody's getting exactly the same.
One for everybody in the audience.
Yes, so don't, you know, if you make a big one, sometimes somebody hugs the first couple and then you're left with a wee bit. So this is good. One each.
Lovely. Apricot jam sponge puddings with an amaretto and nutmeg custard for a grey day like today. That's pretty perfect.
Beautiful, beautiful for
pretty
a day
perfect.
Like that.
Paula, thanks so much.
All right. Okay, John.
Talk to you soon.
You will. Thanks a million.
Paula's recipe is up on the page as we speak, so it's all there for you. Or you can give us a call here on 03030 80 55 55, and we'll send you one out for your very own self.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.